Rebel Force Radio.
The Force is strong in this one.
Your source for the Force.
Let me tell you a story about something insane that happened in my neighborhood today.
Tell me a story.
I'll tell you a story. Sit down, gather around, fellow boosters. And does everyone have a marshmallow s'more? But I have a story to tell.
Yeah.
It was wild today. It was almost like out of a TV show. I've never seen anything like this. I took Tiki outside for a walk, and we walked down the block to the corner by, you know, there's churches all over in my neighborhood. And so there's this church there, and we're standing there, and Tiki's sniffing around and whatnot. And all of a sudden, I hear this car, this SUV, just goes gunning down Ashland Avenue. And I was looking, I'm standing right there, you know, on the curb. I was like, what, you know, all, you know, rusted out. And I saw a bunch of people in the car, and I was like, what the hell? And then I look up and I see one law enforcement vehicle, two law enforcement, about 15 in hot pursuit of this guy. Oh my God. I've never seen anything like it. So I'm at the intersection on the northwest corner. They go past, and right at the southwest corner, the freaking passenger side rear tire flies off the rim and goes flying into a parked car. It was like boom, and it was right in front of us, you know, just across
Holy
the street.
Shit.
Yeah. And wow. So I was like, wow. And it's lunchtime, you know, the school is just on the other block, and there's kids outside, and there's a big luncheon going on today at another church on the other block, and so all these moms are walking around with Tupperware and stuff, and I was just like, one's getting out of the car, and these U.S. Marshals are flying down my street, and I'm like, lady, get in your car, you know, what are you doing? And she's like, whatever, you know, she's just getting out, she's got both doors open, street side, you know, she's pulling stuff out of the back. I mean, didn't even, like, look at the car, all these cop cars, 15 of them, sirens, everything. So I was like, well, geez, what the hell? And, you know, my neighbors started coming out and stuff. And so
that doesn't happen in your neighborhood.
That doesn't happen ever. And so I had to leave. I had to go pick up Michael. And so I picked him up, and I told him what was happening. So he knew where to go to get the news. And he went to the... He saw the suburb next to me had all these updates on their Facebook page. And so apparently what had happened was there was this robbery, armed robbery in Chicago. And the car chase began somewhere in the west suburbs. And it was U.S. Marshals, it was Chicago police and local municipalities all piling in. And, you know, this is stuff I've only seen on TV, you know, much less like right in front of me like that while I'm just out walking a dog. Beautiful summer day. And so apparently, yeah, there was an armed robbery somewhere in the city. There were four suspects. They made it about a mile and a half away. I mean, I was worried. They were whipping down the street. This SUV's on a rim. The perps are getting away. And so they made it about, yeah, I'd say about a mile away. They crossed a few busy intersections. Thank God no one got hit. I mean, as far as I know, nobody got hit.
Mm-hmm.
But they ended up by this car wash. And so we heard that they had the whole area tied off, you know, secured and everything. And all the schools were on lockdown. And they nabbed three of the four perps. But one was loose on foot. So they were doing yard-to-yard searches with the canine units and everything. There were helicopters above and everything. So me and Michael decided to, you know, when we got back to the neighborhood, we saw that the next block down, they had it all cordoned off, you know, their cop cars blocking it with the flashers going and everything. I figured, well, they're just waiting for that guy to come back to his car and see that. I mean, God. It was significant damage to the back of the parked car's hatchback, and that because they were going at very high speed down my street where the speed limit is.
Were you standing in front of your house, or were you were down the street,
down the
taking the dog for a walk?
Yeah, we were down the block at the church on the corner, and. I couldn't believe it. So we drove down to the car wash where we heard they had it all blocked off and everything. And the car wash was open for business. The gas station across the street was open for business. But there were about 30 cop cars there. And they had, you know, the police lines out and everything. So we pulled up into the gas station. And sure enough, I saw across the street, there was the SUV that I saw, the rust bucket maroon SUV that was flying down my street. And apparently it hit a gray Volvo. And that's when the perps took off running. But, wow, you know, wow,
Bad boys.
I was the only one to see that tire fly off.
Man.
I couldn't believe it. And because I'm always, like, looking in the other direction.
It could have hit you.
That's what I was thinking. Or we could have been crossing the street. Because these guys just came out of nowhere. They drove around the barricades that were set up at the school two blocks away. I saw, because I saw all the cops driving around them, too. So, you know, I mean, the old lady was out there, you know, being the crossing guard and everything.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was terrifying. So, yeah, I'm always looking in the other direction when stuff like this happens, or I'm like a half block away and I just missed it. But this time I really had a front row seat for it. And I would love to have seen the look on my face as this was going on, because I saw the guy drive by and I was just like, hey, you know, hey, what are you doing? You know, like a normal neighbor would do when they would see somebody jerking off like that on the roads. But then all the cop cars flying after him, it was just really a sight to see, man. It was very exciting. I'm still kind of pumped up adrenaline wise on that whole thing.
That's like in Goonies when Chunk sees that big car chase at the beginning. He starts freaking out.
I'm Chunk.
You're Chunk.
I am now the Chunk of my neighborhood. Because then all my neighbors.
Then no one will believe you.
Oh, yeah, right. Poor misunderstood Chunk.
Lawrence.
Chunk Mac. Mm.
What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?